Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. All right, welcome back to another Literary Escape podcast. And this week we are continuing with the Convenient Risk series. There are 7 books in this series. I can't complain because there are going to be 7 books in my series, so I get it. Mm-hmm. It's just going to take us a little longer to get through the whole series. But we are moving on to book 4, which is A Convenient Escape. And this time we're dealing with Dan, who is one of the ranch hands. Mm-hmm. Actually, throughout this whole series, I've really liked Dan so far.
Yeah, it's been a constant.
Mm-hmm.
Support and for Marina and Cutie in the last book.
Yeah.
And then for Brandon in the first book.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's time he gets his own story.
Which I love. And then Lily McAllen, which is the sheriff's daughter, which we've mentioned before. Oh, we don't like the sheriff.
Yeah. And then the book right before this, Lily wasn't one of my top characters either.
No.
So I was surprised when this book opened on her.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, we're jumping here. Because I'm like, I thought it was going to be all the ranch hands. Yeah. And then you find out. But it does do a lot on Lily right at first.
Yeah.
In her character.
Mm-hmm. So. Which I think was needed, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe to bring us around.
Bring you around to actually like her.
Yeah.
Because she was kind of questionable.
She was in the book mm-hmm. 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It says, she has nowhere to go. He has nothing to lose. Lily McAllen has known nothing but hardship and rejection. Her brother, the only person she can lean on, takes the job at the Miller Ranch. Now with no ally, she is alone, confined, and vulnerable. Even God has forsaken her. She becomes desperate to get away by any means necessary. Despite his best intentions, Daniel Hayworth is drawn into a fatal mishap. He feels responsible and is prepared to do whatever it takes to ensure Lily is cared for, even if that means proposing marriage. Complicating matters, Geronimo and his raiding band terrorize the surrounding areas. Troubles mount and tensions challenge the growing attraction between Dan and Lily. Will they make it to the church or find themselves victims of lies, disillusionment, or the ire of the Apache rebel? This one,
mm-hmm.
I think, is my favorite.
Yeah. See, I'm partial to book 5 now.
Are you? Okay, so
this one surprised me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not done with book 5 yet, but I am enjoying it so mm-hmm. far. Which is why when you see books 5, 6, and 7, we'll be in different outfits because it'll be a different recording day. But I don't know. I really liked the tension that was in there, that she put in there. And I don't know. I came to really like Lily
mm-hmm.
a lot, because I feel like that girl has been through so much. And I liked Dan as well. But I like Dan through the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how he comes to the rescue. But it's not like I rescued you, now we're in love and we're going to live happily ever after. They actually don't get married till the end of the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of conflict between those two. And mm-hmm. Lily, she frustrated me in this book because I'm like, you have a way out. You're just choosing to go different ways. Mm-hmm. Like, why?
Yeah.
I didn't understand
why. I did get to that point too,
yeah,
with her eventually. Like, I can see it at first just because of her history. Every guy she's ever dated that she thought
mm-hmm.
we're gonna get married, they leave her.
Yeah.
And so she's in, and on top of that, she has terrible parents.
Yeah.
Terrible parents. So based on how she's been treated by her parents and been told she is worthless, and then to have like all these men that she had dated, I think it was only like two or three, by the way. Right. I don't want it to sound like she did.
But it portrays her in that time period as whatever. I mean, that's what I gathered from her. And you don't find out until later that
she might be like this loose woman that just right. goes from man to man and
right.
Is very flirtatious.
And then, yeah, when she goes to the saloon and like, what?
Yeah.
What, girl?
But it's like, but everyone leaves her. So she just feels, one, abandoned by God, but also abandoned by everybody else. So she thinks there's something wrong with me. I'm unlovable.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Dan starts to be very loving towards her, she can't believe it. Like, she's like, I can't keep going down this path because he's going to walk away. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I can survive it. So I felt like she was pulling back to do self-preservation because she feared of it being the same. But at the beginning, I was really shocked that she was so desperate she was willing to go to the saloon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
And that whole scene, I was like, no, no, don't.
I know,
don't.
I was
He's
too.
A smooth-talking,
yeah.
I can't say what he is.
She Do painted not. That character very well, though, because you just got that ick about him right away. They're like,
okay, we've all met guys like that, too. It's like they have all this charm, smooth tongue, good looks, got the grin, and they're like, can draw you into this like, oh yeah, he really cares, he's gonna take care of me, and then no, he's just a slime ball that wants to get in your pants, that's it.
Yeah.
Don't do it, ladies.
Right,
don't do it. Because I'm like, don't do it till he puts a ring on the finger, you know? That's how you know,
right,
he's a slime ball. You just keep him away, like, oh yeah, I don't sleep with anybody unless I'm married to him, so right. I can remember in high school, this one guy, I don't even know how this came out, but somehow in this conversation during lunch, it came out that I was still a virgin. And he was like, you're a virgin? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I don't even know how this happened, Tiff, because, like, I don't talk about those things.
Right?
I'm not even sure it came out. He was like, he goes, I can take care of that for you.
Oh, my God.
And I go, I'm like floored, right? Like, did you seriously just say that? Like being a virgin is a problem,
right?
And you can take care of it for me. I looked at him and I said, "No, thanks. I got a guy lined up." His eyes got so big, and I was like, "He's like, what?" And I said, "Yeah, he's called my future husband.
Yeah,
and it ain't you, and it's not gonna be you." At that time, I was still waiting for Derek to propose.
Yeah,
so I was like, I know who I want it to be, but
yeah, you set your mind to it.
That's right. That is like probably the most forward thing anyone's ever said to
me. Well, the good old high school days.
I know, right? I'm like, dude, you might want to come up with a different pickup line. That's not gonna work.
Some of the stuff my girls go through in high school, I'm just like, oh, thank goodness this is not how real life was. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, I'm like, you guys just have a couple more years and then I promise it gets better. Like, it's just so bad. Like,
oh yeah.
So bad.
I can't even imagine.
I'm just like, what are these kids thinking?
They don't.
You're right.
And then I was like, were we that dumb?
I know. That's what I think all the time. Like, what?
We might have been that dumb. I don't know.
I was like, it's just something you got to go through, I guess.
I know. I remember, because, you know, Derek's 4 years older. So while we were in high school, he was in college.
Yeah.
And he would always be like, I'm like, hey, we're going to go hang out over here. Do you want to come with me? And he's like, no offense, but I can't really handle hanging out with your friends. You guys are really immature.
Sorry, Derek.
He's like, it's great when it's just you and me because you're a lot more mature when you're around me than with your friends. And he's like, you just go have fun. I'm like, we probably were that dumb. Yeah. Right?
We had some good times, though.
We did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, oh, high school. That
now
was so
I know why
ago.
Derek didn't hang out with us. So, like,
I know. We were eating at a restaurant at a college town on the weekend that everybody's moving in.
Oh no!
And we didn't think about it, but you know it's packed. There's all these college kids sitting around us, and you can hear the conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I said the same thing to Derek. Did we sound that dumb when we were their age? I mean, because it was like, if you could have just heard it.
Yeah.
There was like some ridiculous conversations.
Yeah.
And silly things. And I was like, oh my word.
Yeah.
We must have sounded really dumb when we were that age. It's a little embarrassing to think
about. I know.
Anyways, I digress. All right. Dan and Lily. So. This book also starts off with
a murder.
Not at the very, very beginning, but pretty close to the mm-hmm. beginning, a murder mm-hmm. that floors. It floored me. I don't know.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
Again, Sarah's good with those twists.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I kind of got in a panic mode for Lily because more and more of her home life uh-huh. starts coming out.
Yeah.
And I thought what her dad said to Dan when he went and said, I would like to marry your daughter. And he was just like, good riddance.
Yeah.
And his slime ball deputy
mm-hmm.
was like always being suggestive about
mm-hmm. about her. Lily. Yeah.
But she had never been right. with a man, but he made it sound as if.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminded me of that other book we read where the dad was just like, okay, take her.
Yeah.
And then be gone. I'm just like.
I know. It was so sad.
Yeah. I don't.
Which makes me realize, like, why her character struggled then to believe that God actually cared about her.
Right. When her own dad doesn't.
Yes. Because the dad plays a very crucial role in both son and daughter's lives, but mm-hmm. especially daughter's. When it comes to them being able to accept God as their father mm-hmm. in heaven. Because if you don't have a loving dad,
yeah,
then it's really hard to think that there's a God in heaven that is a loving dad. Mm-hmm. Right? It's just really
right.
hard. It really
messes with you.
And you see that played out in Lily's life, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So. Have to remember they're not real people.
I know, but by like this book, you're like, oh, they are real people. They're just like
I know, because you've been around them right? long enough that yeah. I hated that scene too where so she's living with Cook and Uncle Owen right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they haven't gotten married and he doesn't want her at the ranch. I hated that scene when she was at the house by herself and her mom showed up.
Oh, yeah. At first, I thought it was going to be Indian. And then I'm like, no, it's worse. It's her mother.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Until later in the book.
Yeah. And then we had Indians. But.
Oh, my goodness. What did you think about that? Like, I knew.
I didn't think she was going to get out of it, honestly. I thought they were going to. Yeah, it was. That one was scary.
That one was really scary. I agree. But again, it took someone pushing the sheriff to get him to do what he
the right thing
should
to,
be doing.
Right.
Yeah. That's intense, guys. If you go to read this book, the ending is pretty intense. I thought. But then you're like, you're always supposed to have a happily ever after.
Right.
I don't know.
Can you imagine one of these books like didn't have a happy ending? Like, what
then
kind
it's
of-
not considered. Did you know then it's not considered romance? It's just considered women's fiction.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that? Oh.
If there's no happily ever after,
oh,
that is a requirement
oh.
for the romance genre.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But there are good romances that are tragedies. I mean, think about Romeo and Juliet.
Right?
It's a tragic love story.
Right.
I hated that story, by the way. I didn't care for it. Yeah, everybody's got to read it. But I was like, right?
Oh, there was one Ted was reading the other day. He's like, why do we got to read this? I was like, I think it's just a requirement. Like,
they're good classics.
Yeah.
That you can learn a lot from.
Mm-hmm.
And you can gain a lot of appreciation, I think, for literature through those classics. But there's a lot of classics even we didn't read.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when we read The Great Gatsby mm-hmm. in high school. I think maybe our freshman, sophomore year. That was like the first time a teacher had pointed out symbolism, because there's a ton of it in that book. And that got me so excited. Because as I'm reading, then I'm not thinking about just like the literal. I'm thinking bigger, like going deeper. And there was just something about like flipping that switch on for me and being able to go deeper into the meaning of a text mm-hmm. that I was like, oh, and I love that.
Yeah.
I love that book because of it. There's so many more, but yeah. What's he reading? Do you remember?
I can't remember the name of it. It's on the tip of my tongue. I was thinking about it when after I said it.
Well,
I'll text him and find out.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
Because I'm like, what is it?
Anyways, so Dan and Lily go through quite a bit, but it was really interesting to me to find out too that Dan's character didn't feel worthy either.
Yeah, that was interesting, and I don't remember his dad being around in the other books.
Mm-mm.
And then all of a sudden, he's really close to the ranch.
Yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, okay.
That dynamic in his childhood was interesting, I thought.
Because I feel like he felt responsible for his mother's death.
Yeah. Which is crazy, but.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about our ratings for, again, because I always want to say the wrong title, A Convenient Escape. All right. Mystery level.
I could go espresso.
I would too. There's not really mystery in this one. It's pretty obvious, you know, everything that's going on. What about the suspense level?
I'm going to go mocha to a latte, especially at the end of the book. There is a lot.
I agree. There's quite a bit there. Probably, yeah, mocha to latte would be good. What about the drama level?
There's a lot of drama. Latte.
I think Sarah's really good
at putting drama in there.
Yeah, so I would agree with a latte. What about the romance level?
I'm going to go mocha. Espresso to mocha.
Yeah, I mean, there's moments, but it's not really till the end. Which, by the way, what did you think about at the end? It's their wedding night, the next day after their wedding, and Slim is knocking on their door. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Slim, he doesn't know it's Slim, but he's like, hey, just stay here and I'll get the door. And he's there to tell him that Amanda's getting ready to have the baby.
Oh, now I yeah. Yeah. That was funny.
And he was like,
who's interrupting?
Yeah, who's interrupting? Right? And so then she was like, well, I've been told it takes a long time for a baby to
Yeah,
come,
that
so.
Was funny.
So then he's like, so maybe we should start getting one of our own here. So I thought that was really sweet. And then, okay, so it's romance. So inspirational level.
I'm going to go mocha to a latte.
Yeah.
I feel like
Dan has a really strong relationship with God, which is probably why we've liked him all the way through the series. But Lily is struggling to come around. Like, even, like, I feel like it takes her almost to the very end for her.
Yeah, but the next book you see it more, like with her evolution, you know?
Yeah. All right, overall lasso rating for A Convenient Escape.
I'm like 3, because I really like the series. So.
Yeah. I'm going to give this one a 3 as well. I really enjoyed this one. And like I said, I'm not done with 5, but I think when I get there, it'll probably end up with a 3. But we'll have those... we'll just have to record those at another time because I just don't have time to get all 7 done in one sitting. All right. Well, thanks for joining, and we'll continue this series with the next episode. But again, we'll be in different outfits.
And maybe Jessica will be feeling better.
I'm hoping, yeah, Jessica then can join us because she has been enjoying this series as well. So.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.